Sharing Time, Thou Art the Christ, by Vicky F. Matsumori. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew 16, verse 16. Who is Jesus Christ? People of many faiths know that he lived over 2,000 years ago. Many believe only that he was a great teacher who preached about loving and serving one another. But there is more. Who is Jesus Christ? Christians, including the members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, know that he performed many miracles. He fed the multitude with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, healed the sick, caused the blind to see, and raised the dead. But there is more. Who is Jesus Christ? He asked the apostles, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 16. Who is Jesus Christ? He is the Son of God. Heavenly Father set him to organize his church, teach the gospel, suffer and die for our sins, and be resurrected. Where is he now? While translating a portion of the Bible, the prophet Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon had a vision. They proclaimed, "He lives. For we saw him, even on the right hand of God, and we heard the voice bearing record that he is the only begotten of the Father." Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 22 to 23. Who is Jesus Christ? He is our Savior and our Redeemer. He lives today and guides his church through a living prophet. If we choose the right and ask Heavenly Father in prayer, we can know for ourselves, through the witness of the Holy Ghost, that he is Heavenly Father's Son and that he died to save us from our sins. That is why we call him our Savior. Sharing Time Ideas. 1. On separate pieces of paper, write the following scripture references, but not the subject matter shown in parentheses. Moses, chapter 6, verses 64 to 66. Adam is baptized. Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Jesus Christ is baptized. Acts, chapter 2, verses 1, 38, and 41. Day of Pentecost, 3,000 people are baptized. Mosiah, chapter 18, verses 14 to 17. Alma baptizes in the waters of Mormon. Joseph Smith, History, chapter 1, verses 68 to 72. Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery are baptized. Divide the primary into 5 groups, giving each group a reference slip, and have them read it and form a discussion panel. Have the rest of the primary ask each panel questions about the scripture, such as, who was baptized? Where did this take place? How did the people feel when they heard the teachings? How would baptism help the people? How were those baptisms like your own baptism? With proper authority by immersion, with names being added to the church records, with Heavenly Father being pleased at the action, etc. Sing songs from the children's songbook about baptism and testify of the blessings you received because of your baptism. Number 2. Help the children strengthen their testimonies of Jesus Christ by having them imagine that they lived during the Savior's time and witness some of the events in his life. Before primary, locate and hide in the room or place with the backs facing the children pictures such as the following from Gospel Art Kit. Number 213, Jesus healing the blind. Number 214, stilling the storm. Number 215, Jesus blessing Jairus' daughter. Number 216, Christ and the children. Number 222, Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. Number 223, triumphal entry. Number 225, the Last Supper. Number 227, Jesus praying in Gethsemane. Number 230, the crucifixion. Number 233, Mary and the resurrected Lord. Number 236, the ascension of Jesus Christ. Number 243, Christ walking on the water. Also, write the titles of appropriate songs on slips of paper and hide them in the room. Songs might include He Sent His Son, pages 34 to 35, Beautiful Savior, pages 62 to 63, Easter Hosanna, pages 68 to 69, Jesus Has Risen, page 70, I Feel My Savior's Love, pages 74 to 75, This Is My Beloved Son, page 76, The Sacred Grove, page 87. Invite a child to locate or choose a picture or song title. If it is a song, have the child help the music leader direct it. If it is a picture, have the child post it and imagine he or she was one of the people in the picture with the Savior or someone who was witnessing the event from out of camera range. Using a simple prop as a microphone, interview the child witness. Ask questions like, "Can you describe what you saw? How is it possible for Jesus to do this? How did you feel when you saw him do this? What differences does this make in your life?" Share the testimony borne by Peter in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, and add your testimony about the divinity of Jesus Christ. For younger children, post on the chalkboard some of the pictures listed above. Have the children help retell the stories depicted. Sing Easter songs, Christmas carols, or other songs that children know about the Savior. Give them each a piece of paper and crayons or pencils. Have them imagine that they were at one of the events they reviewed and then draw themselves as if they were. What would they see? What expression would they have on their faces? Encourage them to share their pictures and the story of Jesus Christ with their families. Number 3. Help the children learn the fourth article of faith. Before primary, write a part of it on each of the six sides of a small, sturdy box with all sides the same size. Make a box for each group. On side 1, you might write the fourth article of faith. On side 2, we believe that the first principles and ordinances of the gospel are. On side 3, first, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. On side 4, second, repentance. On side 5, third, baptism by immersion for the remission of sins. On side 6, fourth, laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Note, to use the boxes for other articles of faith, cover each side with a clear plastic sleeve and slip the written parts of the article into the sleeve. Review the gospel principles and ordinances throughout the month by having the children sing songs such as Faith, pages 96 to 97, Nephi's Courage, pages 120 to 121, Repentance, page 98, Help Me, Dear Father, page 99, I Like My Birthdays, page 104, Baptism, page 100 to 101, The Holy Ghost, page 105, The Fourth Article of Faith, page 124. Divide the primary into groups. Give each group a prepared box and a piece of paper and a pencil. Have the children in each group take turns lightly tossing the box and reading aloud what is written on the top side. They should try to roll each side in order. As soon as they have rolled the box so that side 1 is on top, a child writes the fourth article of faith at the top of the paper. Repeat the process until all the sides, in order, have landed on top of the box and the article has been written completely and correctly. As soon as the group has finished, they raise their hands and declare, "We believe." They then try to memorize the article before the last group finishes. When all groups have finished, have the primary stand and repeat the fourth article of faith together. Encourage the children to repeat the article to a family member or primary leader at a later time. Number 4. Divide the primary into groups and have each group locate and read one of the following stories. Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13, the parable of the 10 virgins. Luke chapter 15, 11 to 32, parable of the prodigal son. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19, the 10 lepers. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37, parable of the Good Samaritan. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27, parable of the wise man and the foolish man. Using simple props or name tags, have each group dramatize its story. Remember that the Savior should not be portrayed by children in dramatization except in a nativity. Church Handbook of Instructions, Book 2, Priesthood and the Auxiliary Leaders, page 279. At the conclusion of the story, have the group introduce the characters. Ask the rest of the primary children to indicate whether or not the character made a good choice by having each child smile or frown, or hold up a card with a smile on one side and frown on the other, or use other culturally appropriate actions. Discuss what the character could have done to make better choices. Have the group tell how the story applies to children's lives and how they can make better correct choices daily. Between stories, sing songs such as Choose the Right Way, pages 160 to 161, I Will Follow God's Plan, pages 164 to 165, Nephi's Courage, pages 120 to 121, I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus, pages 78 to 79, Dare to Do Right, page 158. Challenge the children to choose the right during the week. 5. Song Presentation. Several weeks before you teach Easter Hosanna, pages 68 to 69, help an older child or adult leader learn the verses and invite them to primary the week you teach the song. Teach the primary children the chorus first. Use Gospel Art Kit 223, Triumphal Entry, to tell when the people cried Hosanna as the Savior entered the city. Use Gospel Art Kit 316, Jesus Teaching in the Western Hemisphere, to help the children understand that people in the Western world also rejoiced when the Savior came to them. Have the children read 3 Nephi, chapter 11, verses 15 to 17 aloud. As you sing the chorus of Easter Hosanna, have the children touch their ears when they hear Hosanna. Ask what they noticed about the words. They are repeated. Ask them to listen again and touch their ears when they hear what is different in the repeated line. The melody and rhythm are different for of the Most High God. Have the children listen as the older child or adult sings the verses that tell the story of Jesus Christ's appearance to the Nephites. Have the entire primary join in singing the chorus. To help the entire primary learn the melody, on the chalkboard, draw horizontal dashes to represent note placement. See Teaching No Greater Call, page 174. For example, the prophecies of Long looks like ascending steps, and A Go We're Now At looks like descending steps. Draw dashes for the first two lines of the melody. Invite the soloist to sing the first line and have the children move their hands horizontally to follow the direction of the dashes on the chalkboard. This is called pitch level conducting. Invite all of the children to sing that line. Repeat this process with the second line. Point out that the melody is exactly the same for the two lines. Have the children sing the second line, then the first two lines. Repeat this entire process for the complete verse. To provide a challenge for older children, invite an older class to sing the chorus at the same time the rest of the primary sings the verses. They will need to pause before repeating the second Hosanna in order to come in with the second line at the right time. Number 6. Additional Friend Resources. Why I Believe in Jesus Christ, March 2002, pages 4 to 6. The Living Christ, January 2002, page 28. The Faith of a Sparrow, July 2000. Inside Front Cover. Fear in the Night, May 2000, pages 2 to 4. One of God's Greatest Gifts, June 2000, pages 43 to 45. A Sacred Promise, March 2000, pages 12 to 14. Savior and Redeemer, April 1999, pages 12 to 13 and 26. The Holy Ghost Can Help Me, July 1997, pages 36 to 38. Baptism, My First Covenant, May 1997, pages 12 to 13. End of Sharing Time. Thou art the Christ.